Mr. Coulson, Mr. President.
Yeah.
Yes, sir, Mr. President.
Chuck, I got your report, but apparently from the people, Cronin told me tonight, Julie did very well last night.
Oh, Julie was superb. She really, handles herself with such grace and such charm and very, very...
For a 24-year-old, that's pretty good, isn't it?
It's extraordinary, really. She is so cool, calm. She talks about you in just the right way. She puts just the right personal element into it and handles herself marvelously. She's a great credit.
How'd the party go? She thought it was great. She said everybody's very enthusiastic.
Yeah, it was very upbeat.
She said nobody bugged her about Watergate.
I talked about ending the war and the tough decisions and
she told me.
Doves and the place broke up with applause. So at least we have some friends up here, I guess.
Oh, hell yes. Are you still there?
Yes, sir. I'm in Boston.
I thought you...
I'm coming down on the first flight in the morning, but I had to...
Right.
I had to stay and do a few other things today while I was here. But it was
good.
A good evening. That's always a great dinner. Frank Fitzsimmons damn near announced as a Republican.
Good.
And Pete Brennan was here all day yesterday, so it's...
Good.
No, I didn't, and I got nothing on Watergate, Mr. President.
Well, basically, we have to face the fact that it's a very pervasive Washington story and a media story, but it hasn't reached the country. But eventually, of course, if they keep pounding, it will. But somebody told me tonight that Jack Parr had some kind of a joke. He said, I can understand if it's rape or murder right here. This is just eavesdropping or some damn thing.
That's right.
And really, you've got to keep the damn thing in perspective, but it's terribly difficult for people here. Everybody's in battles, and thinking this is the only story in town. You get out of town, you find it isn't the only story.
No,
and yet it is a terrible story for those that are in the goddamn thing. Isn't that the problem?
Yes, sir. That's right. That is the problem.
Let's face it. It's tough for Mitchell. It's tough for Magruder. It's tough,
Oh, it's hell. It's hell.
They're
no
being
question.
Harassed because those guys, they know that this madman judge.
That's right.
Right?
If it weren't for that, it would be a hell of a lot less of a problem. But sure, and I think it's a terrible diversion from other things. That's what bothers me.
Oh, that's the point. That here we've done great things. We've got greater things to do, and here they're talking about this goddamn Watergate.
No, that is
disgraceful.
Well, I had a press conference last night before this dinner, and I talked about all the great accomplishments of this administration. Now, when you were up here 5 years ago at this dinner, the country was in flames in civil war. The spirit of the country was...
Was I there 5 years ago?
Yes, sir. 5 years ago, you did the...
Where was it? Where'd they hold it?
At the Statler. And you...
Oh, yes.
...filled the place, and that's when you said I'd rather be stoned at the Middlesex Club than stoned in Caracas.
Yeah.
A great speech. I was with you, and Charlie Moran, my law partner, now was the bastard.
So you told him that? And what happened?
Well, I went through all this last night, and all the things that have happened in this country, the depression in the national spirit, the way you've lifted that, the ending of the war, the ending of the slowing of the arms race, the recognition of China. A different world we live in today. And,
That's the thing. That's the way to talk.
I went through all of this in the press conference. I did it in the speech, but I did it in the press conference. And then it answered some questions on Watergate. And, of course, what's on television last night? Watergate. That's what makes you so mad. You'd like to be able to get out and hammer away
I wonder if you would sit down. I told Bob Holloman Ehrlichman this today that I thought it'd be good for everybody to do it. And you sort of write your précis as to what the hell, how you see this thing unfolding and how we should handle it,
Yes, sir.
I'm sure you've thought about it because, you see, with everybody going off in his own direction, that's not good. But what you really got to come down to is to say, what in the hell do we do here, you see? Because I think that the worst thing is for us all to get so obsessed with it that we think it's the only story in town. That's what the press wants. It's what Irvin wants and the partisan Democrats.
That's right.
Good God, it's a terrible mistake.
Well,
what do you think at the moment?
No, that's precisely what I think. My view is that we should decide on what the plan ought to be. Everybody follow it. And whatever it is, whatever the decision is, it has to be made. I feel a decision has to be made. I think that Where this Watergate is hurting us, Mr. President, is not with the man in the street. He just doesn't give a damn. And he really, frankly, doesn't see much wrong with
the... Well, it's the elite.
It's with the elite, but the worst place it is with the party people.
And that's what I mean. By the elite, by, I mean the finance contributors and all those assholes.
Precisely.
That's right.
That's right. That's
right. I sometimes think it doesn't matter anyway, because they're never very strong anyway.
Well, that's right, except that...
That's why the Armstrongs and the Goldwaters pop off.
Well, they're not strong for us, but it's a hell of a depressant when they're not with us. I mean, I agree with you that they're not worth a hell of a lot.
I know.
Perfectly
right,
honest. But,
right.
But
I know, but you got to have them, I know.
Yeah, they're bad to have them.
That's the very thing that destroyed Adams, you know. It wasn't it wasn't the... I mean, poor Adams didn't do a damn thing, but Bridges plus the party elite knocked his ass off.
Well, I have to go back, I'm afraid, Mr. President, to the point that I've made to you back in January, and that is that if there was someone involved, and I've never known,
he ought to come forward.
At this point, he needs to, because what's going to happen is that eventually he's going to be found out, and but in the process, it's going to tar things for you, and it's going to, frankly, there'll be other things falling out that are perfectly innocent and harmless, but viewed in the context now, my God, they'll put them up before a firing squad.
That's right.
The thing you want to do is, it seems to me...
Yeah, all of the perfectly legitimate but hardline
right.
And campaign activities appear to be espionage or sabotage. Well, goddammit, they're not.
But you see, that'll
that's
be the case.
The point.
That's
the point is, somebody's got to step up, but who the hell's going to do that?
Well, that was the case. That was the point that Dave Shapiro made a couple of months ago.
A
brilliant trial lawyer. And he said, look, there's a time in every case when you simply have got to cut your losses. He said, otherwise you're going to get, in the end, the real problem will be the fallout from a lot of other things that you're not even anticipating right now.
Yeah.
And
true.
I'm afraid that's where I would have to come out if...
But the finger at the present time, unfortunately, goes to the campaign committee, doesn't it?
Yes, sir. Very much so.
You think that's accurate?
There's just a hell of a lot of circumstantial evidence that's building awfully fast, and they're all jumping ship over there. You know, the lower levels are all talking to different reporters. And it's,
are they?
Yes, sir. And
what are they saying?
Oh, they're pointing fingers every place except that, you know, whoever is talking to the particular reporter isn't pointing at himself, but otherwise he's pointing at everybody else. I've developed, since I left the White House, some kind of new and useful
contacts, right,
that I didn't know existed in Washington. It's very interesting. I know everybody who walks in and out of Jack Anderson's office, right?
Good. That's good.
This is from co-opting a few people like Shapiro and one or two of his friends. They're now on our team.
Good.
Nice. We find out a lot that we didn't know before.
Right. Well.
But John called me at night and told me he wanted a precinct.
That's right.
I've got you three of them that I'm going to come over and see John with tomorrow. There.
Yeah. So we want to get his and yours
right
apart from me, because I really got to tend to the business of the country, you know. I'm trying to keep people from keeping me out of the goddamn thing, you know, because I know nothing about it.
No, that's right.
Part of the problem.
No, that's exactly right.
So they all come trotting in and say, look, what do we do? And I say, well, goddamn it, find out.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Don't you agree?
Yes, sir. I think you should. You know, I'm the one fellow that can attest to that. I remember talking to you the week after. You were horrified. I mean, this is something that should not concern you anyway.
Well, this isn't a question whether I was horrified or I didn't know about it.
No,
but,
I mean, surprised.
It was unbelievable that such stupidity could have been committed, but all of us felt that way.
It was, of course. I think you should keep out of it, Mr. President. The biggest negative to the Watergate, in my mind, eventually it's going to come out. There's just too damn many people involved.
Oh, sure. The whole goddamn story is going to come out.
The whole story is going to come out. And therefore, I come to the conclusion that...
Get it out fast.
Get it out and get it over with and cut off these hearings and stop this farce that's going on. And let's start reminding the American people of the extraordinary accomplishments that you performed in this country. You know, I had so many people come up to me last night after the dinner and say, you know, thank God, it's great to put it all back in perspective, because they... and that's all that our...
They tend to get all tied up with this crap.
Exactly, and our fellows should be out, and our people should be out being damned upbeat. I think it's...
Because after all, sure, we got some inflation, but there's a, this is, the goddamn boom is unbelievable. You know, it's moving, this country's moving right now.
Oh, I had a meeting with all the bankers in Boston today. This was one of the reasons I stayed up, and I never heard anything like it. They're, of course, they're concerned with inflation, but...
They, well, of course, but they prefer a boom with inflation than inflation and depression.
Yeah, they don't see any recession ahead at all. Next year or the year after, they just think we're in one of the great uplifting cycles. They think you've increased productivity like has never happened before, that you... international monetary actions were very healthy internally, that there's a period of sustained expansion. I think the country's in great shape, and that's what kills me about sitting around, wringing our hands.
Grousing, that's right. Everybody is sort of in a bomb shelter at the present time, and then, you know, sort of, well, I, you know what I mean? They kind of say, oh, good God, what are we going to do? Well, we mustn't do that. We just, it's like ITT. Look, we took 3 months worrying about it. Didn't mean a goddamn thing.
No.
Watergate is worse because it involves some of our closest people.
That's right.
But what the hell we do about them, I don't know.
Well, I think...
Of course, ITT involved Mitchell, Flanagan.
Yep.
Who else?
Well, it was Mitchell.
Kleindienst.
Kleindienst. The freeze, a lot of other people.
Huh.
And that was a hell of a sensation, front page every day. It just doesn't affect how the average guy is living his life, and that's what's important. I mean, that's what they.
I think there's a tendency for everybody to get obsessed with Watergate as being that this is the thing that's going to destroy the presidency. You know, this is the sort of the view of the Ray Price and that kind of group. You know what I mean? Gammon et al. They say this is going to destroy the presidency. So they may be right.
No, it isn't going to, Mr. President.
But if they are right, the country's in a hell of a shape.
That's right. But they're not right.
When you stop to think of the fact that the Adams thing, which involved personal banality, nobody even remembers Adams today.
No.
But this, which involves political crapping around, I don't know.
You know, the damnable part about this is it has a catchy name like Teapot Dome. So everybody's saying it's Watergate and Teapot Dome. Now, I asked a whole group of people earlier this week who can tell me the facts of the Teapot Dome case. Nobody can. But they remember that name.
That's right.
They don't remember the goddamn Watergate name. Adams, you know, he's one fella, so that's sort of passed off. But I think the terribly important point is Watergate is not going to destroy the presidency because eventually the facts will come out. They have to. Once they come out, as long as someone takes action, then it's going to be, you can't keep then talking about the goddamn thing.
Someone takes action, you mean against who?
Well, whoever.
Whoever did it?
Yep.
Yeah. That's pretty tough.
That's, you know, when that happens, well, then that's the end of the story. Then you have a complete defense to...
Because they're not just going to stop there. They're going to go on to Segretti, which is just crap, as you know.
Yeah, they can't.
But we ought to be defensive. We ought to just take the attack on that and say, for Christ's sake, what about burning down our headquarters and all that sort of thing?
Oh, absolutely.
And apparently, I've told also them to get in touch with you because Buchanan was working on this, and he said, we don't have anything.
Oh, hell, we had a lot of...
And I said, well, goddammit, Colson's office was working on this for months, so they've got something.
Well, I've sent them all back into the files. I saw them all Wednesday and yesterday, and day before yesterday. Sent them all.
You see, it's terribly important that at the highest priority, put not only everybody in the files, but get a chapter and verse and put out a goddamn white paper that'll scour them a little because they did a hell of a lot of bad things.
Not only that,
with the convention.
Not only that, Mr. President, but McGovern today is using lists that were prepared, mailing lists that were prepared with political funds, leasing them out, people can buy them or rent them from them. Well, that's the same thing that Tom Dodd did. It's taking political money and converting it to your personal profit.
Who'd you give that to? Some stupid ass or somebody that can do something about it?
I gave it to Adams today to research. He's a bright young fellow.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get it out if we can hang it on him.
Get it out or put it out.
That's the kind of stuff that, what the hell, that's... I mean, that's personal profit from political contributions.
Right.
That's
right.
What the hell they hung that on.
Selling his funds.
Sure. Right.
That's right.
Yeah, they're not his list. They belong to the party
right.
who contributed.
Well, in any event, do your study and tell the people to get the hell off the defensive. But I personally, you know, I'm not a bit depressed about the thing. I think that there's a tendency, though, for most of our people to get sort of in their bomb shelters and sort of hunker down and say, oh, Christ, everything's coming to apart. Well, we've got a few things that we should be proud of, you know?
Oh, Mr. President, you know, I was thinking of that last night. Cambodia, I remember after Cambodia, we were all cowering. Well, we should have been out proud as hell.
That's right.
The most important thing, if I had any advice at all for you, the most important thing is not to let the damn thing divert you from the,
doing other things,
the magnificent
right.
things that are... I mean, the difference in this country today and when you became president is every one of us who have had any part of this have so much to be proud about and talk about it.
That's the point.
Just not goddamn it.
Yeah, and the whole damn White House staff and everybody else got to be proud rather than whining around and bitching about this thing.
Well, that's right, and this thing is going to, one way or another, this
it'll
thing,
pass.
It has to ring out and pass, and then so it's...
Right.
So it's...
But you believe that the quicker the... of course, everybody says, how do you get it brought to a conclusion?
Well,
Nobody knows.
I'll give you some ideas on that.
All right.
I know how that can be
done. All right. Give me a paper on that, will you?
I'll have one for you. Yes.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. President.
All right.
Good to talk to you, sir.